From the PA Chamber, this is Last Week in the Legislature, your session week recap of what's happening in the state capitol that matters most to Pennsylvania's business community. I'm Michael Plummer. The Senate passed two regulatory reform bills along party lines last week. Senate Bill 444 would require that all economically significant regulations be reviewed every 3 years to evaluate whether they're still relevant and effective. This would help ensure outdated or burdensome rules don't stay on the books, cutting long-term compliance costs and improving regulatory clarity. Separately, Senate Bill 333 would require General Assembly approval before any economically significant regulation, defined as having at least a $1 million annual impact, can take effect. It's a step toward more predictability in the regulatory process, and it gives employers more opportunity to weigh in on major policy changes. We supported both of these bills, which now move to the House Intergovernmental Affairs and Operations Committee. The Senate also passed Senate Bill 311, which would prohibit local governments from banning utility services based on the type of energy they use. Reliable access to diverse energy sources is critical for economic growth and consumer choice. That's why we supported this bill, which now heads to the House Energy Committee. In a unanimous vote, the Senate also passed Senate Bill 719, which modernizes certified public accountant licensure in the Commonwealth. It creates a second pathway to licensure for candidates with a bachelor's degree, 2 years of professional experience, and a passing score on the CPA exam. The bill also improves interstate mobility for CPAs, something that we strongly support. Over in the House, lawmakers passed House Bill 846, which expands prevailing wage requirements to include off-site custom fabrication and eliminates split-rate practices on job sites. These changes would raise costs on public projects and could shift work to out-of-state providers. We oppose this bill, which now moves to the Senate. Also passed by the House by a single vote was House Bill 1549, which raises the state minimum wage on a county-by-county basis, reaching $15 an hour in Philadelphia by 2026 and in many other counties by 2028. It also raises the tipped wage to 60% of the minimum wage. We've heard serious concerns from restaurants, nonprofits, and small businesses about how they'll absorb such steep labor cost increases. We oppose this bill, which now also heads to the Senate. The House also passed House Bill 1460, which would give the Attorney General broad new powers to block healthcare transactions if they're deemed, quote, against the public interest. This legislation creates a duplicative and subjective review process, adding more cost and more uncertainty for providers. We oppose the bill, which now also moves to the Senate. Now moving on to committee votes. The Senate Labor and Industry Committee advanced Senate Bill 581, a common sense modernization that allows employers to pay wages entirely by electronic means. Under current law, employers are forced to maintain paper check systems even if just one employee requests it. We supported this bill, which now moves to the full Senate. That same committee also advanced Senate Bill 72, which raises penalties on construction companies for misclassification violations. The law it amends is already vague and complex, and this bill increases the risk of litigation and adds the possibility of permanent debarment from public contracts. We opposed it, though now it moves to the full Senate. Over in the House Finance Committee, three bills moved forward that would impact tax administration. House Bill 1552 allows the Department of Revenue to penalize taxpayers for, quote, frivolous or incomplete refund claims, language we think is too vague and could deter valid claims. We oppose this bill. House Bill 1551 increases documentation requirements for sales tax refunds, including full vetting of every transaction, which could discourage businesses from filing legitimate claims. We also oppose this bill. House Bill 1503, by contrast, modernizes the tax code to clarify that wireless network equipment is eligible for the same sales tax exemption already applied to landline infrastructure. We supported this legislation. The House Commerce Committee also advanced House Bill 1553, which would cap overdraft and NSF fees charged by financial institutions. This kind of price control inserts government directly into private financial contracts that are already regulated under federal law. We oppose this bill. The same committee advanced right to repair legislation. House Bill 1512 would require manufacturers to share proprietary repair information and parts with consumers and independent repair shops. We opposed it due to concerns around safety, liability, and intellectual property. Lastly, two bills related to subscription billing advanced out of the House Communications and Technology Committee last week. House Bill 1299 would require automatic renewal notifications and online cancellation options. House Bill 129 would require opt-in consent for all auto renewals and set specific guidelines for how promotional offers are presented. Both bills would increase compliance burdens for businesses offering subscription services and open the door to more private litigation. We opposed them both. That's it for this week's Legislative Rundown. For more details or to access our policy memos, visit www.pachamber.org. For the PA Chamber, thanks for listening, and we'll be back with more next week.